Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Certificates can expire, but they can also go bad and need to be revoked. In this video, I want to explain the techniques of how a certificate can be revoked and how this technique of checking the revocation of a certificate when it gets shady or stolen, the private key is stolen, and then the progression of what happened in this technology, essentially. If you're interested in this stuff, stay tuned. What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and I discuss backend engineering mostly in this channel, and I have a particular interest in security, like these videos. So if you're interested, hit that subscribe button, like, and let's just jump into it. All right. So, guys, when two parties want to communicate with each other, especially in the web platform where I am a client, essentially a browser, and I want to visit a website, we establish the first, the TCP connection, the SYNC and ACK and ACK. And then after that, we build an encryption channel, which we refer to as TLS, Transport Layer Security. I talked about it all over here. During this TLS connection, the server responds back with something called a certificate to identify that it is what it claims it is. Right? So that certificate is signed and trusted by something upper than that called certificate authority. And that is also trusted by something called the certificate root, which is installed on almost all machines. So this is a chain and it can be trusted and it can be verified very quickly on device itself. I talked about all the certificate checkout here. So when the server sends back this certificate, the client actually verifies that certificate is legit by doing this chain of trust thing and then say, okay, this certificate is good. Or if it could not find a valid certificate, let's say it has expired, then as I said, it just kicks it out, says, hey, this is not trusted. Another reason why certification can go bad with regardless of their expired date is actually the revocation. So let's assume that the private key of the server got leaked, Heartbleed or any other method. If the private key got leaked and the attacker got hold of that private key, the attacker can intercept messages and sign those messages on behalf of the server. So they can literally write anything. They can terminate the traffic and then respond back with the server certificate. So the client, even though that certificate is good, it will never know that it has been man in the middle real hard. That's the problem. All right. That's a big problem. And today there is no solution for this except to actually revoke the certificate so it's no longer valid. The public key inside that certificate should not be trusted anymore. So people came out and said, okay, let's come up with a list of all the revoked certificate, and we're going to add it into a bunch of lists. All right, so and we call it called this certificate revocation list, CRL or CRL for short. So what happens in this case, so the server will respond back with the certificate, and every single time the client has to go fetch this dang list from some trusted party and says, okay, this is a huge list. Let me check. Is this certificate has been revoked? Nope. Okay, I trust you. And then do your own thing. The certificate of trust and all that stuff, right? Imagine the work that you have to do. First, you have to go and fetch this list, which is an extra thing that we didn't have to do. The second thing is this thing is huge. So my bandwidth is now consumed by stinking list, a huge list that is revoked. Why am I doing this? So has some limitation with this certificate revocation list. So people invented something better, slightly better, and they call it the Online Certificate Status Protocol, or OCSP. So in this case, let's not bring this dang big list, right, which can go millions, which can grow really large and makes even the searching process becomes really slow, right, in that case. So let's instead make the client communicate with a server that actually does the checking for you. So that server will have the latest stuff, but you don't have to actually download that list. Issue a query and we will let you know if that certificate is valid or not. So in this case, the server will come back with the certificate and the client, before it actually does the verification, it will ask, hey, OCSP responder server, is this thing valid? And we'll send you the serial number of the certificate, which a one-to-one with the certificate, which actually have information about the domain that you're visiting. Good. And the server will respond back, okay, this certificate is good. No, this certificate has been revoked. Don't trust it. Do not trust it. So that now is a very small request and a very small response, right? We just ask, hey, is this trusted? Nope. Is this trusted? Sure. Right? So what is the problem with this? The client, for every request compared to their verification list, right, which I'm downloading the whole thing and I'm checking it locally, right? That's that revocation list. Now, the client is actually asking the CA, hey, is this thing trusted? Is this thing trusted for every domain visited? What does that mean? That means the CA has full visibility of what you're doing. If you're visiting a website, immediately you're asking the CA and you have the IP address, of course, in the packet because it's an HTTP request. And all of a sudden, the CA now knows what you're doing. That is shady as if, right? So people did not like that. So it's like, what? What are you doing? Why are we, first of all, why are we sending my domains to the certificate? Because now you're just tracking me, shady CAs. Not really shady, but still, I don't trust you. I don't want you to see where I'm going. That's just, nah. I don't want to do that. The second thing is still the same problem with the first approach, which is the CRL, I'm doing an extra thing. You're asking me to do this step. What if that request fails? What if that times out? What do I do? Most browsers, by the way, if the OCSP request times out, it just gives up. It says, I'm going to assume it's trusted. Again, scary. The final solution, which is let the server actually proves that this certificate has not been revoked. So the server in this case will do the checking for us periodically. And that's good because the server can do this asynchronously and it doesn't have to do it with every request because it's serving hundreds of clients and it can do it once and serve a lot of clients and can do it, I don't know, every 10 seconds or every minute. And that doesn't take any CPU cycles or whatever. And if the server does that, the server, when it responds with the certificate, must also staple, right, with its response, the TLS server hello, that says, hey, this is my certificate, and here's a proof from the CA that this has not been revoked as of October 28, 2020. Okay, this is a proof. And this is called OCSP stapling. All right, and the client actually asked for that in the TLS client extension. So it's like, hey, server, here's a client hello. By the way, I want this thing stapled. OCSP stapling to be enabled. That means when you respond, you better staple this thing. If you don't staple that certificate with a proof that this has not been revoked, then you're shady AF. And people love this. People seem to love this. This is a great solution. And we don't have any problem so far with this solution. There might be any, but I didn't look into it. So that's it for now, guys. This has been the certificate word, certificate revocation, and certificate CLR and OCSP and OCSP stapling. I made this video because Apple started doing the same thing. It was doing the second approach with their apps in their Big Sur install. They are sending these OCSP requests with every single time you open the app to prove the identity of the app. And I'm going to make another video about that. And that's it for me today. If you enjoyed this content, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and share it with your friends. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Check out the other content of the channel. I talked about all things back in engineering. You might find something that you like. And I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.